You are tuned in to the New Old Heads podcast, premiered every Thursday at noon at bringingdowntheband.com and brought to you by No Bad Ideas, Coleman Dental, Printfinity, and Team Backpack. Support the New Old Heads by visiting our Patreon at patreon.com/newoldheads.
Episode 95, the New Old Heads podcast. I am Major 7. I make beats. I got the hard drive to prove it. You will see that smoke at Treese this weekend. Directly in front of me with the golden chalice, golden flavored
champagne
longevity.
Hello,
how are you, sir?
Well, how's it going?
Zip, thought you had a Bobby Digital shirt on. Maybe
no, I changed it.
Okay, know. I see what you're doing. I like that.
Yeah,
as always, fresh to death, Mr. Printfinity himself, DJ J Diff.
Salutations.
What's going on, man?
Chilling.
What made you bring out the Detroit joint? That's kind of fly.
Just out here.
That's not a Printfinity joint, is it?
No, it's not. It's Mitchell and Ness, but okay. It's actually a shout out to Aretha Franklin.
Word. Yeah, we definitely got to talk about that. Queen of Soul, for real. So yeah, you're right. We'll definitely get into that. The golden voice of Indianapolis is to my immediate left, Mr. Wavy Light Skinned Girls Be Loving Me Now. He is conditioned. He still is my brother. Jay Moore is with us.
Yes, indeed. How's everybody doing?
Hola.
Good to have you as always, brother. He's no longer a guest, man.
He's just
new old. He's a new old head. He's fam. So it is what it is. Episode 95. Shout out to my man, Red August, always doing his elegant and classy and tasteful video camera work for us. He gives us multiple angles. Pay that man. Stop trying to not pay this dude, man. He shoots videos. He does family reunions, all that. Paid his brother, all right? Stop
Bar
trying
mitzvahs.
To. Yeah. No, we're not doing that. But he does do
I
those.
I just did.
He does those.
Yeah.
Bought businesses.
No, man. Paid his man. Stop playing, man.
Keys and yours, he'll hold that down as well.
Yeah, he does all that, so.
All that.
Do you do parks?
And
parks and
recreation?
Okay.
Shout out to Spools.
Yeah, shout out to DJ Spools. So.
Also, it's a shout. You know, Mitchell and Ness is in Philly, so.
Word.
That's another. So it's a double entendre jersey today.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Did you mean that or you just kind of came up with that?
No, I meant it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You knew that this morning?
I did.
Okay. We see. We see you. I have nothing for 95 other than one of my favorite basketball games, which was Live 95.
Yeah.
Or I actually got one.
Let's go. Talk
research. Pittsburgh Steelers linebacker Greg Lloyd.
Wow.
Yeah.
He actually was a beast.
Yeah. Five-time Pro Bowler, three-time All-Pro.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can rock with that. Any objections anywhere?
No, I'm not going to object.
Okay.
We're kind of in the golden era of hip-hop as we know it with these like 92s, 93,
okay.
94, 95.
Yeah, maybe it'll get easier as we go down for a little bit.
Well, you know, 95, that was, okay, that was a year we got Doe or Die. We got Olin Built for Cuban Links. We got Liquid Swords.
Man.
Did Liquid Swords come out in 95?
Yeah. Because that was all came out that same.
Okay, yeah.
Liquid Swords
came out in 94. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bone Thugs and Harmony's first record. Got
Creeping on a Come Up, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. Actually, no, Dog Food came out late 94. But yeah, 95 was a 95 was a good year for hip-hop.
What you know about?
You know what else came? Well, no, that was 96. Me Against the World.
96
came out 96, right? Or was it?
No,
Me Against the World was 94. All Eyes on Me was February 14th, 1996.
There it is.
94.
Yeah.
Damn. What you know about? What you know about Creeping on the Come Up?
I know a lot about that album.
So for the love of money is my joint. But do you remember the Mo Cheese joint at the end with the solo? When they was just riding out, everybody slept on that. I was on that, man.
Everybody slept on it.
Remember Buddha Lovers?
Man.
That was on the next album.
Buddha Lovers was
1999 Eternal, I believe. Yeah, that was on
1999 Eternal.
That has some heat, too,
though.
Yeah,
I got that wrong, because Creepin' on the Come Up was the EP, right?
Right.
The EP came out in 94.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The album came out in 95, so.
I was riding to that Mo Cheese the other day.
Was it 95 or 96?
My dude, Nate Jeezy, shout out to my man.
It was 95. I remember
Summer 95.
Yeah, I remember listening to that. Yeah.
Matter of fact, D'Angelo came out that year too.
D'Angelo,
Brown Sugar,
Jodeci's, the show,
the
hotel, all that's 95.
My dude Nate Jeezy said we got to get us a for what AD does. We need a stat boy that can look up that stuff for us. So he did. He said, yo, make sure y'all get y'all a stat boy. I said, we got one. He's just in and out. So shout out to the homie.
Shit,
AD.
No, man.
Yeah, we see you. But no, that Mo Cheese was cold. I was riding to that the other day. So, yeah, I like that joint.
I can dig it.
That was a solid. That was a solid project. So, Jay Moore, your boy is in the news again. 45.
He's what's his his cohorts? It's a bad day.
Yep.
To be associated and have spent time around one Mr. Donald J. Trump.
So, per the Huffington Post, I pulled this up prior to what's going on. Says Paul Manafort, who is President Trump's former campaign chairman, was found guilty on 8 counts, including 5 tax fraud charges that he was facing on trial. It says in addition to the guilty verdict on the 5 tax fraud charges, the jury found Manafort responsible for 2 counts of bank fraud and 1 count of failing to report foreign bank and financial accounts. So he's 69. Fam is out here facing, I believe they say up to... It's a wrap for 80 years, so it's pretty much a wrap for him. I posted a picture on my Facebook page as well of what I call Trump's starting 5. And this is just during his administration. So it has Paul Manafort, Rick Gates. It has Michael Flynn, George Papadopoulos. Always trying to laugh in this
Papa
head.
The cop.
Yeah. And then Michael Cohen.
Rest in peace to Sean Price.
Yes, rest in peace to Sean Price.
Bitch.
So those are the 5 guys that have charges to the Trump administration. So it's pretty much the clown show that we've been reporting on over the past year. And now I'm just curious to see how he responds, how he tweets around it and tries to avoid everything that just happened. He did say he was the decision was unfortunate and that this guy's a good guy.
Of course
he always says.
Well, because he surrounds himself with the very best people.
Best.
Until they're indicted and convicted.
With honors.
They're great people until they wind up getting in that courtroom.
Yeah, so.
Or they oppose him.
Yeah, please don't oppose him.
Then you become a dog.
Then you become a dog.
Man, Omarosa out there letting information go too, low key.
Man, everybody letting information go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's coming to a head.
So how is he? I'm gonna come along. What is this tactic gonna be now to try to clean this one up? Just the normal insults and
it doesn't matter. He can just continue to do what he's always done.
Facts.
He'll just do. He's a good guy, you know.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate that this happened, you know. Omarosa, you know, I gave her a shot.
Yeah,
that's you know, it's the same narrative for everybody that he lets go, and
yeah.
So it's. If you still believe in all that shit, then you're not smart.
Not at all.
I second that. Jay Moore, jump in on this foolishness, man.
Or your cognitive dissonance is way too high.
I like
with
that.
Manafort, because he was a large part of his campaign effort.
Yes.
None of this stuff is going to come back to Donald Trump. So that's right. But this really is just about a contradiction as far as him saying, oh, I have the best people around me.
Yes. Which,
clearly, you don't, because you have people around you who are going to jail.
Right.
Now, with Cohen, this is where it gets a little bit more complicated, because
this
is where we're talking about the Stormy Daniels. This was his fixer, if you will. You know, the guy that would go out and do his wet work and make sure that everything was on point, so nothing comes back to him.
For the record, Trump was on record saying he had no recollection of anything involving
her.
No,
this was all fake news.
Okay.
What was that guy on House of Cards that fixed everything for Kevin Spacey?
Oh, gosh.
He's that guy.
That's who he is.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Go ahead, Jim.
Exactly. And so, you know, this is where it's going to get complicated, because he's already pled out. Now, I don't know exactly what exactly he's given up so he doesn't go to jail, because at this point, you know, his whole thing is my loyalty is to the American people, not to Donald Trump.
He said Trump was aware, if I'm not mistaken. Right.
We'll see, because, you know, I mean, people get under pressure, and these are federal charges. You're talking about there were fabricated receipts and invoices.
Yes, sir.
Set up. So
LLCs.
Yeah. So.
Yep.
The money that was going to pay off porn stars did not become traceable and go back to, because this is campaign finance laws that have been broken. Okay.
Pussy and this Pocket is LLC.
This is not
we see you. Bars.
This is not a small thing. And he's still saying using words like witch hunt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And still. The thing is,
that's one of his main lines.
By the time people have secured indictments,
yeah,
plea deals and convictions, this is not smoke and mirrors. This is not people trying to do too much to make you look bad. These are real things. This is real paper.
Confirmed.
The thing is, this is, you know, these are people, you know, the thing is, like, the, you know, when he gets mad at different parts of the government, it's like, look, man, they don't serve you directly. I think that's the hardest thing. He gets upset at the FBI, but he's the same person that's always talking about having respect for law enforcement. The president of the United States doesn't have any respect for law enforcement. But he, you know, when he talks about law enforcement, he's talking about the police on the street who deal with black and brown communities. But when he's talking about the law enforcement that's going to come after him and his rich friends, he doesn't have any respect for them. So
pure facts.
I'm not saying this is going to get him impeached, because once again, he would need Congress to come after him. And once again, Congress, as of now, he has a supermajority in both the House and the Senate. And until it gets to a point like it did during the Nixon administration, to where Republicans and Democrats were like, we can't have this. You know, we have to think about the country before we think about the party. And I don't see that happening with the current makeup of the Congress now, because he's done so much foul stuff up to this point. And they're able to just hold their nose and be like, look, we're getting our tax cuts. We're getting our Supreme Court nominees. I really don't care what he does, even if it's criminal. We're not going to hold his feet to the fire for that. So
right. For
people who are like, oh, this is it. This is it. I'm telling you right now, this is not it.
Nah,
we're still so far away from impeachment proceedings that, you know, I hope that's not what you're getting excited about as you read all these news stories.
No, nothing's going to happen, honestly, because everything that he does could qualify for impeachment. But being impeached isn't just pretty much relinquishing your
right.
presidential term.
Just the process, right?
Yes, the process of it. So that doesn't mean that you're actually going to exit office. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
and I think a lot of people have that
bringing
confused.
Up charges of
right.
sorts. Right.
You know, Richard Nixon resigned. He wasn't
right.
impeached.
Yeah. I think the perception is it's almost like he'll get the boot.
Nobody's been impeached.
No.
Right.
No, I don't think so. Yeah. So then you think about Pence is in the cut.
So that's what makes me not.
Yeah.
We know about him.
Because it's almost like you want to grin and bear it until this is over.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? It's just washed away like a bad dream, because Pence having that seat isn't going to make it any better.
No.
I'm curious if I know historically we haven't paid. I don't want to say we haven't paid as much. Trump brings all this because of who he is.
Yeah.
And his personality and social media and everything. He brings everything to the forefront so that we pay attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say that with Pence we wouldn't pay as much attention. It's hard to tell, because he's like a career politician. He's more so like a Bush, or more so like a, I don't know, a Bob Dole.
I don't think
or whatever.
Pence would open. Him, I don't think Pence would open himself up as much.
Well, see,
because
yeah,
he has so experience.
It's not
going
to. Pence
that,
doesn't
that
like to talk about
that
as much.
That entertainment, every day having to say something isn't going to be there.
That's a fact,
right?
So, go ahead, Lone, I'm sorry.
No, so what I'm saying is, I don't know if. I'm curious. I wonder. I know that Pence isn't going to do the same stuff. He's not going to make the same comments as Trump is.
No.
But being a social media era as we're in now, Trump is really kind of the first, one of the first ones. Barack and him are the first two. And Trump is the first just completely void of tact or lack of tact president. So Pence has tact. To an extent that Trump doesn't. So I wonder how much of that would go under the table that people wouldn't see or wouldn't be major news.
There's zero preparation with Trump. Like, he'll post stuff and then take it down, edit it, correct it, and repost it. So you can tell he's coming off the cuff. It's 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning and he's doing goofy stuff. So to your point, I don't think that would happen, but it does make you wonder what is or what would be going on. As the tweets and stuff go down. So I do feel you on that. Either way, it would be, like you said, you still got to grin and bear it.
It's still the administration that's running it.
Facts.
Right,
so.
Right.
Facts.
You know, and facts. And that's the thing. But the thing with Trump is he's someone who likes to talk all the time, but doesn't
put
like
a little closer,
but
brother.
Doesn't like to tell the truth.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, you're going to get like they came out with some statistic where someone went and fact checked things he said, and he's told, you know, at this point, thousands of lies, things that you can look up in books.
Yeah,
you know, and that's the thing that just blows me away is that Donald Trump gets on stage or on television or whatever platform or Twitter and lies about things that we can all look up in a book.
Yeah, with confidence.
Whether it be the statistics about unemployment, about job creation,
that's
about
the
GDP,
though.
They're all things that if he would take just a moment to clearly he has a phone with the internet on it because he's on Twitter.
What he's doing is pretty much the same thing that pretty much the overall climate of what's going on out here right now. Anyway, he says something, people take it for what it is. They don't fact check it.
Yeah.
They just go with whatever he says.
Yeah.
So as long as it fits their narrative.
Exactly. So like they have what's his name? Jimmy Kimmel does this all the time where he walks up to people and says something to them and like just gives them a bullshit ass story.
Yeah.
And they go with it.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's literally the same thing.
It's the exact same thing, but on another level, because they're just taking whatever he says for what he's saying without actually fact checking and doing their due diligence to know what's really going on.
Right.
To your point, at one point, Jimmy Kimmel, like his producers, they went out and asked people, which one do you prefer? The Affordable Care Act or Obamacare?
Oh, yeah. Right.
And
yeah, I
remember that. You had people. There was this one woman who was like, the Affordable Care Act. And it's like, what's wrong with Obamacare? And she just said, I don't like Obama. And then like when.
And based everything off the fact that it was just Obama.
Yeah, it's
but
the
then
same thing.
When the producer said the Affordable Care Act and Obamacare are the same thing, she just had this befuddled look like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's why we are
you got me.
In this place we are right now. Like, we had a whole bunch of people.
I need that.
We had a whole bunch of people voted. They voted against Obamacare, but wonder why their health insurance premiums are going up and they are no longer have.
Right.
They no longer have protection for their their pre-existing
What's
conditions.
What's funny is they'll blame that on Obama. Goddamn Obama.
Exactly.
My damn insurance is gone because of Obama.
And they be...
I like that Obama.
They be going
care.
So hard, man. Like,
so hard.
Uninformed,
know.
Man.
I mean,
you ain't done
just,
damn research.
When you have dug your heels
Fake
in
history.
And you are invested in... Like, it's almost like... The thing is, you can just date ideas. You don't have to marry them.
Oh, that's... I need that. I need that.
You know,
I need that.
When you have new,
when
you have new information introduced to you,
it's good.
Then it's okay to change what you think.
Bars.
You're not waffling once you find out more information. So, and I think that's what we're dealing with right now is people who are consistently introduced new information. They're like, don't care.
Give him something else, Jay Moore.
Yeah, you that's know. Good.
Give him something else.
They can front on you if they want to. Those bars. Yeah, they can front on you if they want to. I like it. This bar.
So, yeah.
I need that one. Don't hate on that man. Let him cook.
Nah, he's cooking.
Nah, I got excited. So what, man?
You got excited.
Yeah. Because
it was new to you.
I mean, it was well done.
Virgin ears.
See, now it's virgin. You know, Terry be on one,
well,
man.
Well, I know.
Still my dude, though.
Yeah.
Good bars, Jay Moore. I'm with you.
All right.
Why they hating? All right, so
you see what just happened?
Yeah.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Accountability.
Try the spools. All right, so enough about this fool, man. We get it. We know the circus.
One more thing his
yes,
dumb
sir.
Ass did.
What's up?
Because we was just talking about Aretha Franklin.
I was about to go into that.
Who passed.
So, yeah. Good segue, brother.
So, him speaking about that.
Remind me to say something about Al Sharpton, too. Go
okay,
ahead.
Say something about Al Sharpton.
I'm talking about after you. Go ahead.
Okay,
go ahead.
I know. But anyway. he's speaking about the passing of Aretha Franklin.
Yes.
And she worked for me and this that of all things you could have said.
Yeah.
What exactly did she do for you, Trump?
Please explain. Yes.
This is the we got all kind of different names for her other than somebody worked for Donald Trump.
She's been referred to as the Queen of Soul.
Queen of Soul.
This whole time.
She was Riri before Riri.
Facts.
They actually used to call her Riri.
Facts.
Yeah. What else have they called her?
Those are the two that I
mean, like, it pretty much
I
starts
know.
And ends with the Queen of Soul. I mean,
yeah,
you can't get too
that's
much
the
better
main
than
one.
That.
But she was the first Riri. That's true.
One of the first divas.
Yep.
Yeah,
because she was calling folks out too. The so-called early divas. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Did you see the video of her talking about modern singers?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. And then like when they got to, it's like, what do you think about Taylor Swift? She's like,
she has nice gowns. Nice gowns. Nice gowns.
But even to Alicia Keys, she was like, well, you know, she writes good songs.
Good producer.
Yeah. Right.
Good songwriter.
She was being as gracious as she possibly could be without saying.
Were you that cold?
She said Adele could sing.
She did give her that.
When you
she covered one of Adele's songs, actually.
Oh, were?
Yeah. I don't remember what the name of that song is, but it's one of her more popular joints.
Man, I saw they did an interview with Smokey Robinson. I didn't realize they knew each other that long. Like, I'm talking about 4, 5, 6 years old. And they were talking about how they came up in Detroit and everything. And I didn't realize that they were that close of friends. And then also Gladys Knight came on and talked about how she and Aretha used to go to Martin Luther King's events and just sing. Like, whenever they would throw rallies and, like, have benefits and stuff like that. And they were just going through all of her history. Like, she was, I didn't even realize, I slept on the fact she was married to my man, Colonel Taylor.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I didn't realize that. Yeah. So, and then there was a People Magazine interview with him, and he said he got a chance to go visit her, you know, I think it was maybe a week and a half ago, so it was kind of on her last legs, but I never knew she was married to Colonel Taylor, so her voice to me, though, is
who was he before he was Colonel Taylor? Though there's a
he's priest. Don't do that.
Okay,
come on. Man.
I was gonna drop the knowledge, but yeah. You already. Okay.
Come on, man.
All right, you a little seasoned.
Yeah,
little Lowry's.
They did Cochise wrong, man.
Man, they did Cochise wrong.
I don't want to go down that road, but they did Cochise wrong.
Stone and Robert, man.
Stone and Robert was on some bull, low key.
Yeah,
yeah. They came. Remember when they came into? I ain't.
Yeah,
we didn't do that. But nah, man, Aretha's a legend, man.
Definitely.
Like,
thing is,
GOAT status.
One of the things that's really great about this era, you know, because you can pull everything up on your phone through streaming or whatever.
Yeah.
And you can go and find her, like, session songs, her, the songs that she put out. She didn't even put out, like, things that were demos. And some of these songs are better than the stuff that, you know, because, of course, people, there's always somebody making a decision about what music should get put out. And when you hear some of these demos and some of these B-sides, you're like, this is better than the stuff that was on the album. Mm-hmm. This is, you know, of course, everyone knows, you know, Think and Respect. And if you're in the 80s, you know, you remember when Who's Zooming Who and Jumping Jack Flash. And I knew you were waiting with George Michael. But, like, yeah. There are so many layers. There's, you know, when you're talking about the real, literally just blues, and then, of course, you know, they try to do, like they do with basically all black singers that era. Let's go ahead and have you sing some standards. But yeah. Even when she sang those standards, there's just an emotion. Because
she was singing. She wasn't singing. She was singing.
You know, when you hear Say a Little Prayer for Me, like, that could have easily been restrained. If any other singer, they'd be like, no, let's just bring it down a notch. No, not with Aretha. I mean, like,
she would freestyle joint. She would get on, she would actually be in the middle of her performance and kind of just do what she wanted to do with it. You know what I'm saying? Her singers would stay in their pocket. They knew exactly how to follow pretty much what she was doing. And she would just, you know what I'm saying, do her thing.
You know, and then came in the 90s with, you know, A Rose Is Still a Rose and, you know, produced allegedly by Lauryn Hill. I got to say allegedly with anything concerning Lauryn Hill.
Yeah, we had that conversation.
Yeah, man. But at the same time, like, here's somebody who basically never stopped working, performing, or creating content, regardless of the era.
Just recently stopped touring.
Yeah.
Probably within the last year.
She always been on that road. Mm-hmm. Stopped flying, I think, in 80. She says, one of the interviews showed, she stopped flying around 83 because I guess it was some heavy turbulence up there. And she was like, I'm on a roll from here on out.
Sound like my grandma. She literally used to ride the train from California to here.
Wow. I believe
she was not getting on the airplane.
That's a long ride.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah, that's a long ride.
So what about this
stops.
One?
Yeah.
What's up? What would be your favorite song, hip-hop song, sampling Aretha Franklin?
Miss Fat Booty.
Yeah, that's kind of hard to beat.
I think. Or... either
my life, by,
selfish,
my life,
probably.
My life by, oh yeah,
selfish.
Yeah,
I forgot selfish. About selfish.
My life with Sheik, with I'm not Sheik, but Styles P and Faye Ramage.
That's a good one too. That is a good one.
Mobb Deep had one.
Mobb Deep did have one.
Cam'ron had one.
Kanye West had one for School Spirit.
No, I don't want that one.
Yeah, he did.
I forgot about School Spirit. Selfish, man. You.
It's probably Selfish. Selfish is dope. Those probably for me. Well, I don't know. My Life.
I would say maybe it's between those three: Miss Fat Booty, My Life, Selfish. Would be top
it's
three.
It's something else, man. I can't. I'll think of it after the episode's over. Is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Because those Miss Fat Booty though.
Yeah, all those records are dope. Like undeniable. You know what I'm saying?
Actually, a newer singer name. I think her name is Dani Lee or Dani Lay.
Uh huh.
She sampled that as well.
Sample what?
Sample that same track. What's the name of the track? The Which original one? Track from Miss Fat Booty.
Oh, I can't afford. I ain't gonna say one step.
One step. Yeah, I think that might be what it is.
Don't catch me lying. That might not be the actual name.
I know she says that in there.
We're gonna fact check that.
But she actually sampled that as well, and she had made a post on her Instagram saying that she wanted to thank her for approving.
Yeah.
The sample, that was just, I believe, earlier this year.
One step ahead.
Yeah.
And you know what's crazy? When you listen, because there are certain artists who are like this, but it depends on the content of the song. Aretha would be one of those ones where, okay, I'll allow this, but there can only be so much cursing in it, or there can be no cussing at all. So like when you listen to School Spirit on Kanye's College Dropout, that's why all the curse words are flipped.
Mm.
That's why when you get Mos Def's album, like he only says the F word one time, but it's
Miss Fat Booty is actually a clean track.
Yeah, but he has one curse word on it on the album. It's edited on certain 12-inch versions. It's not, but on the album, I was like, wait a minute, why is this edited? But
she's
like,
such
I found
an OG,
out,
though. It's like, what you gonna say?
Yeah, like, you'd be like, I'm not gonna give it this track for this one curse word.
Yeah, like she. Just amazing, man. I listened to her here and there before her passing, but you know, I went back into the catalog and just pulled up stuff. She had Philharmonic stuff I had never heard, you know, just live recordings to his point about sessions and stuff, recording for years. And there's so much just incredible songwriting, incredible music that's just out there. Like, if you ever just sit back and listen to Ain't No Way, like, to me, that's the perfect song vocally. Mm-hmm. Everything, like, that song is flawless to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And people don't realize that the young lady that's in the back hitting a high note in the back, like the opera type voice, that was Whitney Houston's mom, Sissy.
Okay.
So you know what I'm saying? Like, it's little stuff like that when you dig in and do your homework on some of the collabs that she's done and some of the people that she's worked with. But nah, man, Aretha's ghost status, man.
You know, and there was this, of course there were people like, oh, who should do the tribute to Aretha Franklin come award season.
Man, it ain't nobody qualified.
I honestly don't know.
I don't want to see nobody mess that up.
I know they were going to want to trot out Jennifer Hudson and Fantasia and probably Ariana
I'll
Grande
take Jennifer
on, a,
Hudson,
on, on a on a on a
Oh, here we go.
I would take Jennifer. I'll give her a shot.
Outkast, Jazzy Bill sampled Aretha Franklin.
Good call.
Okay.
You wouldn't take Jennifer Hudson? She got the pipes though, man.
She's a great singer. I'm not going to take anything away from her or, you know, anybody that I mentioned, but it's just like, I don't want to hear anybody try to sing Aretha songs. She's just one of those people. It's like when people try to sing Luther Vandross songs to me. I'm like,
true. It never worked. It never quite.
It just makes me want to hear Luther Vandross.
Yeah.
It doesn't make me say, oh, that was great.
I'm on a roll with Jennifer Hudson, though, for me. I think she, if I could pick somebody that could pull it off, I would choose her.
But she's ice cold out in these streets as far as, but so they'll probably, like I said, they'll probably get Mariah and try to, Alicia
Keys
and Ariana Grande.
She ain't qualified.
Like I said, they'll go out and get these singers, and I just think they need to, like, as much as people hated on what Madonna did at the MTV VMAs, which is crazy that a station that does not play music
or
videos.
Talked for like 8 minutes and mentioned her, like,
what did she have on? What was?
Oh, well, you know,
she on some bohemian.
I stay out
shit.
Of grown folks' business, man. Hey, I try to.
No, you don't.
I try to. I try to stay out of grown folks' business, man.
You know, I feel like they should do a video retrospective and show some of her incredible concert. But you know, there's nothing you can do with any of these modern singers that I think is, unless Whitney was still alive and in top form. And since that's not going to happen, I just don't want to see it because they'll mess it up.
And just don't have, they can go get
Yolanda Adams. She's pretty good at doing it.
Yolanda Adams, or they might
have to get like a Patti LaBelle.
You know what? I would only want her contemporaries. If you can't go get Patti LaBelle or Gladys Knight,
yeah,
Gladys Knight can still.
Yeah, I mean they're for real artists. They know what they're doing out
here. Facts. That's a fact.
As far as you going out and getting some of these new folks, just to say, I'd almost rather them just have people come out and speak on her behalf, just as long as they did better than Madonna. But a lot of people are getting on Madonna, but I'll say this. That was a bad spot she was in because it was like, wait a minute, she was already scheduled to be at the VMAs to do Video of the Year, okay? And they asked her, so the whole Aretha thing was thrown on her. The worst thing that can happen right before an award show is a legendary artist die. That's because that happened, you know, when Mike died.
Mike, Whitney.
They pulled something together for Mike.
Because when Mike died, 3 days later was the BET Awards. And like they had to completely.
They actually did good with Mike.
Yeah.
That's what I'm about to say. They pulled that together.
To reformat an entire show that had already been blocked off. Like,
Jamie Foxx hosted that one too,
yeah.
right?
So yeah. Understanding a little bit about TV production, I realized what an incredible undertaking that was to completely reformat that show. Mm-hmm. So there are people who criticize it. I wasn't mad at all. But. For Madonna, like, you know, what are you expecting from Madonna? Like she, like I said, she was put in a hard spot. She didn't do the best job because it really seemed like it was about her. But you know, she could have just said, without Aretha, there'd be no Madonna. Like, we're both from the Detroit area. You know, we love you, Aretha. You blazed a trail for all women. But like she went into this whole thing about her first producers and having
and
to go
going to France.
It was
and
like
coming back.
I'm cool. I was like, Mom,
I'm cool on all that, man. I'm cool on all that.
You messed this all up.
Yeah, I'm cool. I didn't need to hear. That wasn't the time for that. I'm cool on all that. You know, I'm.
Yeah. So it was, like I said, she didn't do the best job. She was put in a hard spot, but at the same time,
and shout out to CNN using Patti LaBelle picture.
No, don't do that. That was Fox.
Oh, was it? I'm sorry, Fox.
Or was it Fox?
Trust me, it was Fox.
Okay, it was a sly Fox. Okay, my apologies, CNN. But they get the fuck.
They're known for doing that shit
because that's goofy. Like anybody with common sense could look right through that and see it was faded out a little bit. I said, bro, that's Patti LaBelle, dog.
Because the first one I saw it, I was like, no, I understand people like to get on Fox News, but there's no way that happened. But then someone posted the video, and I'm like, wow.
Oh, man, I'm cool on that. So. Rest in peace, man. Queen of Soul, man. 76. She passed away. They are setting everything up now. I think they're going to have a memorial service for her Wednesday in Detroit, from what I read.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure a lot of people are going to show up for that. So, yeah, definitely lost an OG, man. One of the all-time legends. Let's pay some bills real quick. Shout out to Coleman Dental, 317-255-8546. BringingDownTheBand.com, as always, is the hub. Printfinity. Support your local businesses. I can't wait till y'all see who the first artist or a person they have that they're going to sponsor for that first line. Got some dope, innovative stuff coming up. You guys will like that. Shout out to Red August as well. Team Backpack as well. We appreciate you guys as always. And, Profanity got some good stuff coming up, man. I'm telling y'all. Got a real sharp guy. Let's go ahead and jump into... So let's talk about Trees Music Festival that's going to be in here in Indianapolis. Got some names coming out. Good buzz with some of the names. Got some OGs coming out as well. We will be on the the Plaza stage in Fountain Square. Hosted by Bringing Down the Band as well as Dacademics.
Mm-hmm. And Jay Moore.
And Jay Moore will be there as well talking that talk.
He is the official host.
The official host. Stage. I like that. He will be talking that talk, talking that cash, that condition cash. We see you. So a couple of the names. So if I'm not mistaken, Razzcass, Greg G. How am I pronouncing my man's name?
Valet.
I mess it up every time. Shout out to Andrew Barber. And Black Mo will be there. So this
what
has.
What about everybody else?
I was getting to that.
Okay.
See, man. I wasn't going to even do that.
Keep going. You said you're going to get to him.
Keep going.
Longevity will be. So Lone and I will be playing some jams on that stage as well. I got to pull the actual list up. There's so many artists performing. My homie Tragic, shout out to him, Dylan Prevails. They'll be doing something.
Draco
McCoy, Flacco.
Yep.
Flacco, Ghost Gun.
Pope Adrian Bless will be in the building.
Who else? Orange Beanie.
Aries.
Clint Breeze.
In the Groove.
In the Groove, they'll be performing as well, if I'm not
mistaken.
Mandog
and D-Op. There's going to be a whole Circle City Battle League battle going on as well.
AG.
Tons of people. Mandog. Top Speed.
Shout out to DJ Top Speed.
Metronome.
As always, yeah.
David Peck.
Mm-hmm.
I could keep going, but.
I think this is, I got a feeling this one is going to be really, really good. At least I hope we are, blessed with good weather. Everything goes according to plan. We can get set up. Everything is good. Stages are good. The venues are good. No foolishness, no issues. I got a feeling this one is going to be pretty dope. At least I hope so. Do you guys have, do you feel about the same going into this one? Or do you think it might be a little bit better? Because we do have a couple, added incentives in terms of the artists that will be there this year. I think Black Moon is dope. To me, Black Moon is dope. The Valet Kid being there as well, I think that'll help. At least I hope it will.
He's got buzz. I'll give him that.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. He does. He's definitely well known.
I mean, I'm not overly interested in seeing him, but I'm sure that, like I said, he does have buzz, and a lot of people do like him right now.
Yeah,
seems like a cool guy.
He's pretty swell.
Yeah, but Black Moon is cool. Razzkaz is cool.
Yeah,
those are names that are different.
Actually, I want to see what the local cats are going to do. Honestly,
me too.
I'm more so interested
That's what I'm more interested in.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Because this is our city, man.
I like that.
It's what we do.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited just because, the fact that, it was kind of touch and go about it actually happening again. Because this was originally, Oreo Jones's baby. And he was putting in so much work. And, it's just amazing that he was able to get this done 3 years in a row. I mean, he had help. There are volunteers. There are a lot of people on his staff. But, as far as being the point person, he was really doing a lot. So I'm just glad that, assistance this year from Jay Brookins, who has been really good about creating spaces for the culture, as well as the connections that DJ Indiana Jones has, being an industry veteran, right, and being in this game for well over two decades at this point. That they were able to bring all that together. I'm excited about Black Moon. And when I say Black Moon, it's not like, the Black Moon review. I think I've gone on to this before. It's actually Black Moon, who got the props,
Buckshot.
Yeah. So the whole crew, DJ Evil D.
Number one DJ.
Exactly. So they're actually going to be here. So
I saw him play once.
But what I think is great is for, people from my school of hip hop, if you will, we're excited about that. Remember Craig G from the Juice Crew and being on the Symphony, and who was a fan of Razzkaz from when his albums came out, and they didn't get the attention they deserved.
For sure.
He always had source coverage.
Yeah, he. But in
good call.
But to have a kid like Valet on, be like, okay,
it's well rounded.
Understand that you just can't have stuff for our school of hip hop and for, for what we like. You got to embrace it, because that's what it is. Also on the side for the locals, you got some guys who've been putting in work for a long time, but we also got some young guns who are involved.
So there's nothing to complain about.
Yeah.
Man.
So
there's
you can't just say, they only did this.
They always will, but there's nothing to complain about here. I feel like Treece has covered the entire spectrum of what he talked about, from A's to styles, to variations, to producers, to rappers. Everything is covered on this one, so just come out and support it. Have a good time.
I think it's only going to get better each year, honestly.
I agree.
Because, it's becoming known. There's people that I talked to last year that didn't know what Treece was.
Okay.
And that are for real promoting it now.
Word.
Yeah, I know about Treece.
Yeah.
And, it gets news coverage. It gets national coverage.
Right.
We talked about it a couple episodes ago, that it's actually featured on a... what was that?
XXL
as one of the festivals to check out this summer. So I think it's only going to get bigger and better.
My dude, DJ Nate Jeezy, shout out to him. He's out in the Maryland area, DMV area. He and my guy Jackie Neal, they actually are from Indianapolis. And I was telling them about the festival. And it wasn't a, oh, that's oh, you guys are having a little festival. It's more like, hey, man, what's this I've been hearing about? So they are becoming more aware as people that were from this area about
they
some of the things.
They also promoted on Shade 45 as well.
Word, yeah. So hopefully that turns in that transitions and turns into people coming out and actually enjoying themselves. I'd be curious to see what the numbers are once everything is finished.
It sells out.
Yeah,
it sells out every year.
Dope.
Yeah,
that's dope.
I mean, ain't no worries about that. I don't think.
Word. That's good.
So,
that's good.
I mean, at this point, I think it's just going to be a nice continuation of everything. You know, it's something to look forward to in the hip hop scene around here and the culture around here every year, and it's all been positive. It's all positive. Everything's great with it.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think it's going to be a good time.
We're doing a special The Build on Thursday night.
Plug that.
At the Switchboard in Fountain Square, and it's the Trees edition. So on the panel is the regular co-host, Diop, Stacia, and myself. We also have Jay Brookins on the panel, as well as DJ Kyle Long.
Okay.
Who's got his NPR show, Cultural Manifesto,
mm-hmm.
Which is also something that if you're not familiar with, you should probably check that out. He's been putting in a lot of work for that for a handful of years.
Yeah, so that's check 90.1 is the station. So,
yeah.
Yeah, definitely check that out.
Yeah, so that's definitely a really cool thing. And Mariah Ivey's also on the panel, but it's open to everybody. So we're going to do our long little talk, and then we're going to break off into groups and talk about different things. So that's Thursday night at Switchboard in Fountain Square. So it's a little pre-thing for that. But yeah, 2 to 2, we're going to be in the plaza. I think we are actually going to try to set up in the plaza too and go live. Yeah,
hopefully.
Pretty much throughout the day. So if you're in the area, come say hi to us. You know, maybe you, I don't know. Come sign up and be a Patreon.
Come kick it.
Please come sign up and be a
for
Patreon.
For Kyle's show, I mentioned 90.1, but of course, that's if you're here locally in Indianapolis. You can always go to WFYI.org.
Mm-hmm.
I got used to saying that for a long time and completely forgot what the call letters were. But yeah, so it was a really great show. So
I butchered it. It is NPR related, right?
Yes, okay. It is. Word. It is an NPR station.
I want to give, since we are talking about local, you know, local stuff going on in the city, I want to shout out Joey French. He had the Across the Board Music seminar this past weekend. I spoke on the Art of Sampling with my man. I make sure I remember this brother's name. He was dope. Hold on 1 second. I got it right here. Kasim, yep. And I think this was a good experience for me. I had not had a chance to actually speak to people who were in the like the infancy stages of production, like just getting started. It was from people that had not started to people that were looking for tips and had been producing for a couple years, to people that had placements and had done writing. So it was a very, very versatile group. And I really, really commend Joey and his wife for actually putting this on. And we had a chance to just really, really build with people that were local. A lot of talent, more talent than I was aware of. I got a chance to meet a lot of people and hear a lot of beats and just give out tips. I learned a lot of stuff as well.
Have you not ever been to Trees before, Michael?
No, this is different. This wasn't Trees. This is more intimate. This is different.
Oh, you said you weren't aware of talent.
I didn't know these people. These people were different. Yeah, I'd never met them before. But it was dope, man. I give him credit for that because it was local. It was here. It wasn't in L.A. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't in Chicago. It wasn't in New York. It was here. And everybody was homegrown. Good vibe, positive, no foolishness. Everybody registered food. You know what I'm saying? Like they did the damn thing. So I'm
what
proud
of
them.
Was somebody gonna do like break an MP or something?
I mean, you know, you never know. When the rim is in the system, ain't no telling.
Gotcha.
You know, so they did their thing, man. It was dope. So shout out to them across the board. 2018, my man Dylan Prevails was in the building. Tragic was in the building. Jay Moore was in the building. Red August was in the building.
No, it was just cool because, you know, not only do you get to see all those talented people, but, you know, it just wasn't about the art. There was discussions about business, you know, about making sure you get your publishing together, let you know about different avenues of revenue as far as doing film and TV scores, things like that, working on placements and actually working on your brand. So it just wasn't a bunch of guys sitting around playing beats for each other because that's easily what it could devolve into.
No question.
This was about, you know, showing you how to take your art to the next level. So once again, shout out to the Frenches for holding us down over the weekend. It was a good event.
Yeah, they rotated from there was the main room that had the art of collaboration. So you talk about working with different people and checking egos at the door. Then we went. Then they went to sampling, and then rotated to engineering. So it was just constant movement throughout the course of the day. So I was very, very pleased. Hopefully we can continue that. I hope the enrollment triples for all I care, because a lot of jewels, good advice.
What's up?
So let's see. There was also a show. It was Jaron Benton and is it Kato? Did I say that right? The producer?
I didn't hear what you said.
Jaron Benton and is it, did I say the Kato. Producer's name right? Kato, is that right?
That's what I was waiting for you to say it again.
Yeah, Kato. Is that how he says it? I don't know. I didn't go to the show.
Can you read?
You guys were there. Yeah. Is it Kato? I don't know. I just copied and pasted it. So,
wow. Yeah, Kato. Yeah.
So it was right.
I thought I said that.
Jaron Benton and Kato, the producer.
Yeah. I said Kato five times.
Right, and I said, yeah.
He was like, say it again?
I did not.
Huh? Say it again?
We literally record, so we know exactly what happened. But
y'all were there, man. Talk about it.
No.
Foolishness, man. Stop, man.
See what we got to deal with.
That's where they raised them.
Yeah, it was it was cool. Jaron Benton could
it
rap.
It was progressive.
It was.
I bet.
Yeah, it was very, very progressive. Cool show. Shouts to the Hi-Fi.
Word.
Do we want to talk about that?
I think we should.
Sure. I wasn't there. You guys got it.
let's bring up the idea of it.
Yeah.
All right. So,
young fella rapping a verse on stage.
Yep. Yeah.
Happens to be of
Caucasian
background.
I like that. Okay.
Artist tells him he can rap the words, all the words, including nigga.
Wow.
Gave him the pass.
Gave
because
him a pass.
He's progressive.
Mm.
That's what he said.
Mm.
Yeah. But
how did this go over?
The fella actually still censored himself.
Yeah. Okay.
Kudos to him.
Props to
good
him.
Job.
Which is actually the progressive thing to do.
Exactly.
Right.
I'm just not really feeling that whole you're progressive just because you tell somebody that they can say that. Because are you going to be responsible for when they're not around you and they say it amongst the wrong group of people?
That's
and
a
in
good
turn
point.
Get their ass kicked?
That's a good point.
I mean, that's not very progressive.
No.
Yeah, the entire crowd was white, too.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean the entire crowd.
Yeah, me and Mike so, Red August.
So Red August and Terry were the only black people
black
there.
People,
and we're part of the show. You know, they're a part of the show. Not were, because I'm not black.
How'd that go?
I'm white.
I mean, it was interesting. It was all right show.
Yeah.
I just wasn't feeling that part, though.
You weren't feeling too progressive?
I'm not feeling that whole
It was literally
shit.
One of those moments when he said that, and I kind of looked at Terry, and then we were kind of like looking around in the crowd just to see who was actually going to say. You know.
Say something else.
Sounds mad awkward.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm just not that dude.
You're not that guy.
I'm not that. Nope.
Yeah,
I'm
don't.
Just not feeling
you
that.
Don't strike me as that guy, brother. Mm-hmm. I know you well enough to know that you're not that guy.
No. I don't feel like that's progressive.
That might be.
If we're going to go there,
That might actually be conservative.
Ooh.
Considering the tapes that are apparently. Omarosa has.
Interesting.
That's
wow.
True. See what I did there?
It's kind of I see
MAGA.
What you did
it's kind
there.
Of MAGA.
Mm-hmm. Kind of MAGA?
MAGA-ish.
Yeah, I mean.
Omarosa out here letting that footage go.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
It's all kind of footage out here.
Yeah.
See, all kinds of it. But, no, it was all right show, man.
He raps.
I don't know.
He can rap. He brought everybody on stage at the end.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
And it was kind of a. I feel like too many people went on stage.
A lot of people ended up on stage.
Oh, yeah.
Whole heap of people. Ended
whole
up.
Heap?
Yeah.
It was a whole lot of people. Yeah. Shouts to the guy that was rapping the words but didn't actually know the words.
Yeah.
What?
I was talking to Mike
about how it's always that person.
Uh-huh.
Like there's a song on and they just move
they just
their mouth.
They just
really don't
it.
Know the
they
bars, though.
Their mouth like they know the words. They might catch one word here.
Uh-huh.
Or like they'll hear the word and then say the word and try to catch up with the word.
He,
that's
you
know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I follow.
He didn't know him.
He didn't know.
No, he was live though. Oh yeah, he was going live with it. It was cool. Shouts to Mula Khan. He did his thing as well.
Mm-hmm.
Or Beatrice as well.
Word.
Yeah. So I got a question. I'll pose.
Yes, sir.
Which I already know the answer to, but I'm gonna pose anyways.
Do that.
So what do you think about when we're gonna stay on the idea of the progressive movement right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about white folks? When they feel like they want to be extra progressive on their rap tracks, especially when they're I don't know. Maybe they're from the east side. Maybe they're off Post Road or something, or something like that.
Everybody want to be from Post Road.
How do y'all feel about that in general?
I ain't going, bro. My whole thing is, all right, so I grew up with some white people, some white kids.
Okay.
That didn't feel the need to want to fit in that far. You know what I'm saying? There's boundaries. You know,
they knew the boundaries.
They knew the boundaries.
Okay.
And it wasn't a problem. Uh-huh. It's weird to me when somebody's like, you get a hood pass because you grew up over here and this.
Okay. I see where you're going. Okay.
I mean, it's a slippery slope, man. I even had some friends on the south side, some white dudes that we call each other that. And I'd be like, look, man, I don't care what y'all say to each other.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm around, don't say it to me. And I would prefer not to hear y'all saying it to each other. I mean, y'all do y'all thing, but don't include me in that shit.
I can dig that. I can dig that.
Look, if you're talking about, especially in hip hop, if you will.
Oh, my God.
Look, if we've never had to address Eminem saying it in one of his songs, Bubba Sparks, none of the Beastie Boys, you know, third base. If they could somehow be able to navigate, you know, I know that was a real weird smattering of white rappers, but it's just off the top of my head.
Right.
If they've been able to navigate this culture and not feel the need to use that word, then you have no excuse to say, oh, well, you know, I'm part of the culture. I was like, you're not that much a part of the culture. And if you really understood and really are a part of the culture, you would know exactly what that word is and why you can't use it.
Right.
You know, so you have to like, but the thing is, it bothers me when artists put it, because I understand where sometimes the conflict comes in, even though I'm not giving it a pass, to where the N-word is so much a part of the chorus or a part of the most catchy part of the song, you know,
even
like
the Lil Dicky song.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you go see Lil Dicky, the whole crowd is going to be saying that shit. The Chris Brown part.
Chris Brown joint, yeah. Yep.
Everybody's. Or even kind of added it as a joke. But, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or even when you're talking about Kendrick, you know, man down, where you from? And then, like, you know,
he stopped the show.
Yeah, I remember seeing, like, it was like after one of these college teams won the national championship, like the DJ throws that on, and I see this sea of white folks, and I was like, they all repeated the words to the song. Do I think they were wrong? Yes, but like part of me is bothered by the fact that like, okay, this is the catchiest part of the song. It's part of the chorus, you know, and they're just singing along. But the thing is, what excuse I will not buy is that they don't know.
They don't know.
You
it's
know,
kind of like with Rusty having that spat online, with the girl that posted the meme, pretty much with the N word.
Rusty Redenbacher.
And he was pretty much checking her like,
he's just trying to give her
probably
some game.
Shouldn't do that. You know what I'm saying? If you don't really talk like that, you shouldn't use that.
Yeah,
and she
went back and forth with him for 2 days. Pretty much just saying why she should be able to use it in a meme because somebody else did, and finding other people that called herself progressive saying it's okay for white people to say that shit. I mean, just anybody can find something out there that's going to give you the answer you're looking for.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
But if you really G for somebody or you care about somebody's feelings and they're trying to tell you why you shouldn't, and maybe you should sit back and listen and be cool with that rather than trying to pretty much use your privilege in order to do whatever the hell you want to do.
And well, I mean, yeah, that's
you're,
real.
Well, just you're teaching your kids that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's almost like when you think we're getting ahead and things are changing, it's not because you got dumbass adults that want
to
go back and forth
but see,
and
to
make
me,
it cool.
To me, that's mad awkward because why are you trying that hard to justify the usage of this? Like, what? Why do you want to just keep going and trying to beat a dead horse when people...
Let me ask you this, Sean. Is that why a lot of white people or white kids like hip-hop because it says nigga in it?
I don't think so. Think,
I know.
You better be very careful
speaking for white people,
brother. You better be very careful, mother.
As a part of the white delegation.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't think so. I think maybe an exclusivity. Maybe the feeling of it. I don't know. But I can't speak to kids these days. I don't know what they're... I mean, kids these days are different when I was growing up.
Man.
So it's... I mean, it... I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, the fact I think we're still having still having this back and forth is about the fact that so many people listen with the intention to respond as opposed to actually try and understand.
That's another bar.
Like they're just waiting for just waiting on the person that's trying to give them some game to stop talking so they can respond, and they're not actually. You're not actually taking anything.
It's like tagging in.
I will say this, and this is why I was very interested at that show to see who was going to like actually go along with what he said.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like white people will sometimes kind of feel like, I bet when they say it sometimes like that, they'll feel empowered a little bit. Like, oh, I'm doing something I shouldn't be doing, but I'm going to do it anyways.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's goofy. You know, It's kind of, I don't know, it's silly, but I can see that. I don't know. We haven't had like a mainstream popular artist that has put it in a song yet, a white person yet, but I'm pretty sure that that's coming. I'm pretty sure.
At this point, I wouldn't doubt it.
What was Lil Debbie and them? What was it?
Yeah, this song Gucci.
Creation.
Is that how you pronounce it? I can't remember.
It was the other one they used to say.
Is that how she said it?
There's two of them though, or were there
three?
Yeah,
and they had movement was the white girl mob or whatever, and they thought it was okay to just say the N-word because they grew up in Oakland.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
it's the same idea though.
It is.
You know, like
it is. It is.
Yeah.
And where are these people now? So white artists. Take that as a lesson.
Yeah, man. That's...
So just so I'm clear, the answer is you guys are all progressive, which means that
they're gonna have to cut us.
Should
a check.
Not do that.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna have to cut us a check, man. We need to get a deal with them.
With who?
Progressive.
Progressive insurance.
Yeah. We just need y'all to cover the new old heads, man. Can we get that coverage?
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
They don't want to cover you if you get in a damn accident.
Let alone four people on a podcast. Nah, man, that stuff is weird, man. It's just
mad corny.
It's a fine.
And goofy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm cool on that, man. And there are a lot of people, I think there are a lot of kids, suburban kids, they live through the artist. Like they just feel like it's vicariously through the artist. Like, yeah, I'm a rapper now. I feel closer to the guy that sells coke and says nigga a lot in the raps. Like,
you know what?
God.
I will say sometimes too, a lot of those kids too, they probably don't, they probably understand that they shouldn't do it, but I bet a lot of them don't, especially the suburban kids that aren't, they don't realize the emphasis of it.
They don't.
Or the impact of it or the...
The history.
The history.
Nine times out of ten is foreign to them.
And so there needs to be an education
because unfortunately, it's become such a part of pop culture.
Yep.
That all they know is their favorite rapper says it, and
I want to say it too.
This was the excuse,
bingo.
You know, because this is a while ago. But like, oh, I hear it every week on the Dave Chappelle, and everybody just laughs and laughs. And it seems, and I love Dave Chappelle, and like,
so I'm gonna go ahead and say it.
For if you're of a certain age, unfortunately, nobody's giving you the game. All you've heard is that word used in rap songs and in comedy routines, and so unfortunately. Now, at the same time, this is not an excuse, because if you don't have somebody around you who's going to give you the game, you know, then that's on you. Because the thing is, you got to understand, every black person in America is not a hip hop fan or sat up and studied every Dave Chappelle sketch. So if they hear you say it, then it's going to be real. And you're not ready for that kind of realness. So just letting you know.
Your work was kind of uncomfortable sometimes when Chappelle showed. It came out.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, F your couch.
It's like, nah, you still can't say it, bro.
Yeah, don't be repeating the jokes.
Don't get it twisted.
Yeah. You can laugh. Get it twisted. But nah. That's about as far as you go.
Yeah. Straight up.
All right. So we're going to wrap it up here. Do we, we pretty much talked about.
I think the build Thursday night at Switchboard and Found Square. Teresa's this weekend. Yep. There's a. Yeah, I think, I don't know. Is there anything else going on?
Jay Moore, talk that talk.
Oh, Reggie Bush does have a Reggie Bush.
Oh, Reggie Bush.
Shouts to Reggie Bishop. He's doing it. He's doing a Sade tribute at the Jazz Kitchen on Friday night.
Nice. Oh, okay. Nice. That'd be dope. Jay Moore, talk that talk.
Of course, Thursday, we're going to be at Tiki Bob's with Gabby Love and DJ Lemmy Vice. Friday, got the Jackin' for Beats. It's sponsored by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey.
Word, okay.
Stop one is going to be at Community Spirits on 6002 East 38th Street. Stop two, that's going to be between 8 and 10, is going to be a Quality on 879 Mass Ave. So somebody's going to be able to get in the booth.
Bring your 16s.
Exactly, and we'll have a performance spot available for you at Trees. So
at 4 p.m. somewhere.
Yeah, so basically if you are not on the flyer and you didn't
if you was complaining
felt like
about
you
it,
didn't get picked, this is your opportunity to come on out, and we'll be doing this sponsored by Trees and Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey.
I play at 6:30.
Is it 6:30?
Yeah.
I think I go at 7:30.
Yeah.
Come on out, here's some jams.
I'm going to be out there in the mix this year.
I like that.
Yeah. And, of course, we can celebrate all that every Tuesday night at Coach's with DJ Metronome.
Feel free to bring us liquor and all that shit.
Yeah, yep. please.
Snacks, all that.
Snacks will be welcome.
Mm-hmm. Little Debbie's and Jolly Ranchers.
So that's going to do it for episode 95. Shout out to Coleman Dental, bringing down the band.com, Team Backpack, No Bad Ideas, and Printfinity. Make sure you check out our Patreon, /newoldheads. We need you guys to sign up. Shout out to my man Polo Wells, also producer here, Get Better. Shout out to actually the patriarch on my father's side passed away earlier this week, so rest in peace, MacArthur Chamberlain. You will be missed. I believe he was 93 years old. So yeah, it's a long, healthy life. So salute to him, and we'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Holler.
Yeah.